Welcome back to Blue Skies and Green Pastures. I'm your host, Paula Adams. Hope you are having a great day. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. So let's get right down to business. Today, I want to ask a question. Given all that we have been through in the past almost 3 years now, do we still consider the CDC as a credible government agency?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Should we listen to anything they say going forward? Or should we just consider that, well, they did the best they can, the best they could with COVID, and it was something new, and they were learning as they went. And yeah, they made a lot of mistakes, but, you know, they're still pretty good scientists. Should we think that way, or should we expect more from an agency that gets billions of dollars and makes very wide, you know, very powerful pronouncements that affect our freedom and our health? Well, the reason I'm bringing that up is because I was writing a blog today about a topic that is kind of close to my heart, and it is a health condition that is actually quite common. They say as many as half of the public has this condition, and it's called the MTHFR genetic mutation. And there's actually more than one, but we're just going to call it that. And this particular mutation can be responsible for a lot of health problems that go under the category of just symptoms, and therefore they're treated as symptoms, but the cause is actually never found because a lot of people don't get genetic testing. So they don't discover this genetic mutation, and instead doctors just treat the symptoms. And in children, this condition can show up with behavior problems, autism, hyperactivity, hypersensitivity to smells, skin rashes, lots of different things. And if you've ever had a rash or a stomach ache or a headache and you've gone to the doctor, well, you know that they don't do a whole lot in the beginning to try to figure out what's causing that. They just give you some prescriptions. And that is pretty much how our medical system works, is they don't like to actually diagnose something and fix it. They just treat it with drugs. And you might say that the FDA and the CDC kind of work for the drug business, and they promote it, and all the doctors that go to medical school are trained on a disease model, not a health model, and therefore a lot of people who have problems that are not easily diagnosed or fixed with surgery end up going to alternative medicine practitioners, which there's lots of different kinds. And so with this particular condition, what is it? Well, it's kind of a metabolic issue, but the reason I was going to talk about it today is because I was studying something called epigenetics. So let me back up a little bit and tell you about epigenetics. What is epigenetics? Well, it's spelled EPI genetics. So I don't know if you want to pronounce it epi or epa, but either way, this is what the CDC just calls it, okay? And I think this is a decent definition. It says this on the CDC's website. Your genes play an important role in your health, but so do your behaviors and environment, such as what you eat and how physically active you are. Epigenetics is the study of how your behaviors and environment can cause changes that affect the way your genes work. Unlike genetic changes, epigenetic changes are reversible and do not change your DNA sequence, but they can change how your body reads a DNA sequence. Okay, so that was from the cdc.gov/genomics/disease/epigenetics. So, put another way, in my words, the nature versus nurture argument has finally been settled. It's both. Your mental and physical health, or lack thereof, is the result of your DNA interacting with your environment. And I think we have all known that all along, right? But there are still a few people out there who believe that we just come into this world a blank slate, la tabla rasa, and everything that, you know, happens to us or who we become is all a result of our environment. And then there's other people who believe that we are completely controlled by our genetics. Well, epigenetics has proven that our DNA can be altered to the point where certain genes can be turned on and off, or they don't function as they should. And in one of the cases where this happens is with cancer. And to me, it only makes sense that this is also a way you would describe autoimmune disease. Because when your immune system attacks your own body and thinks that you are a disease, that's not the way it's supposed to be working. So that sounds like an epigenetic problem. So, shocking news, right? How could we have known that eating a healthy diet, exercising regularly, and thinking right could improve our health? Oh yeah, that's what our moms have been telling us for years. As well as the Bible, many gurus, yogis, and alternative health protection practitioners as well. So, science has finally proven that body and mind are connected. Wow, next they'll be claiming that we have something intangible and invisible called a soul. Nah, that's too superstitious. Follow the science. Anyway, sarcasm aside, epigenetics is very hot right now with scientists. And I bet you can guess why. That's right, dollar signs. There's going to be a lot of money made by creating personalized medicine that is just for your messed up epigenetic situation. But back to the MTHFR gene mutation. This is a messed up gene that many people already know about and have been trying to heal the problem for quite a while now. If you want to know more about it, there are many websites out there. Just type in, you know, MTHFR, and you'll find a lot of websites. But the one that I used today to do a lot of my reading and also to order some supplements was one called Methyl Life. It's methyl-life.com. And methyl is spelled M-E-T-H-Y-L. Well, what does the methyl have to do with it? Well, in epigenetics, what happens is that methyl, I forget the word for it, but Basically, these things called markers get added to your genes, and that has to do with methylation. So when it comes to the MTHFR problem, methyl plays a very big part in this condition. And some people discovered that you could kind of do a really good job improving your health by working on that methylation problem. So I've known about this for quite a few years, and when I first learned about it, I read that you should take methylated B12. And I've been taking that now for quite a few years. And I really do believe that that does make me feel better. That's why I take it every day, just like I take magnesium every day. And that is because, based on everything I've read, even though I have not been had my genes tested, based on everything I've read, I definitely fit this profile of the MTHFR mutation. And when I went along with the recommendations, my health improved greatly. Especially, I lost weight. I no longer had skin rashes, no more stomach aches, and constant digestive problems. So the things that they recommended, they made a big difference. And the number one thing they recommended, besides taking the B12, which the reason you need the B12 in this special form is because people with this problem, they don't absorb vitamins correctly, and they need the certain ones that their body can use. So the methylcobalamin type of B12 is easily utilized by your body, by your cells. And it helps you have energy, as well as it helps with depression and other. The thing about B vitamins is they greatly affect your mental health. So if you have this MTHFR mutation, you could have a lot of mental health issues, and most of them would be caused by B vitamin deficiencies, especially B12. So another reason that this happens is that people can have a lot of food sensitivities. So one of the things I did was I quit eating gluten. And prior to this, I had also started eating a very healthy diet, a paleo diet. And this was back in 2011. And I lost 50 pounds. So, and I felt great. I mean, I looked good. And I kept that weight off for years. As long as I stayed on the gluten-free diet and I wasn't eating very much, you know, sweets. I was eating mostly meat and vegetables and salads and lots of eggs. So it was a paleo diet. It was very healthy. I felt great. Food tasted better and all kinds of things. I mean, you know, I felt good mentally and physically. I had energy. I was running marathons. I was in really good shape. However, end of 2019 came and I was going through menopause and I was having a lot of, you know, symptoms from that. And then COVID hit in 2020. And let's just say I fell off the diet wagon. I started eating way too much sugar. I started eating more rice and corn, which you're not supposed to eat grains, because your body just doesn't process them correctly with this genetic problem. So I was eating too many grains. I was eating sugar. I was started drinking alcohol again, you know, a lot of seltzers and ciders and things like that. And even occasional beers, which obviously beer has gluten in it. And I was just telling myself, oh, it's fermented, it won't hurt me. Anyway, needless to say, here we are in 2022, and I'm fat, and I can't run worth the dang anymore, and it's, you know, it's all because of my diet, and I want to get back on track, but The point, let's move on. So I was reading about this MTHFR today, and I learned something new. And that was that fortified cereals have something added to them. And we've all heard about this, and it's supposed to prevent birth defects. And what is that? Folic acid. Well, according to this website about Methyl Life, they say that eating that type of folic acid that they put in fortified cereals, even if they're gluten-free, that it can be very bad for people who have this genetic mutation. Well, I had started eating cereal, and I went for years. I wouldn't touch a box of cereal. I mean, it was like anathema to me. And I started eating, you know, gluten-free cereals like Chex Mix and Rice Krispies and stuff like that. Well, I don't know if Rice Krispies are fortified, but pretty sure. Well, I looked at the label on the Chex Mix, and it does have folic acid in it. But the thing is, if you have this genetic mutation, you need folic acid, but not in that form. You need it in the methylated folate form that your body can use. So I ordered some. So I'll let you know how that goes. But here is the thing. I decided to look and see what the CDC had to say about MTHFR. And guess what they said? They said, oh, don't believe the websites that you read that tell you that you need to eat a specific, you need to, you know, take a supplement of methylated folate. The folic acid in cereal is all you need to prevent birth defects. Well, I guess I'll just throw this whole blog away because the CDC knows best for me, right? No. And I'm sure there's no conflict of interest with Big Pharma and no desire to stop people who are actually trying to heal their health problems. So anyway, there is no danger in taking methylfolate instead of getting your folic acid from cereal. If you want to take methylfolate, it's not going to hurt you. And it's not super expensive. I got a 3-month supply for $26. It's not a lot of money. It's a natural substance. It's not a, you know, and that's one thing they hate. So then I was also reading on that Methyl Life website. And this is not the only one. Like I said, people have been trying to heal themselves of a lot of life-altering symptoms for a long time. And when, you know, this MTHFR got discovered, people started putting out websites with their experiences. And there are a lot of testimonies out there of people who changed their diet and started taking B12 and methylfolate, and they were able to get off of their psychoactive drugs. And also they say that it makes, if you're taking an antidepressant, they say that methylfolate will make it actually work better. So reading these testimonies, I came across one who said something about a drug called Metanx. So I looked that up, and lo and behold, it's a prescription drug for methylfolate. Yes, it's a prescription drug. And here they were saying that you should not take methylfolate, but they're selling it, and it's way more expensive than the kind you can buy from, off without a prescription. So if that doesn't tell you right there that the CDC has a conflict of interest and is just supporting the AMA and their union of thugs that control the medical industry, I don't know what does. So another way to improve your health is to simply eat healthy green greens. Greens like spinach and lettuce and collards and whatever else you can get. Leafy greens, because they have not just folic acid, but they also have magnesium. So eating spinach, and when I was on the paleo diet, I was eating tons of spinach, raw spinach. So I know that's another reason I felt so good. But also eggs, and I still eat lots of eggs. So, you know, I don't feel terrible now, you know, but I just don't feel as good as I used to. But I'm going to keep eating my eggs, and I'm going to go buy me some spinach tomorrow, because it's been a while. For some reason, I quit buying it. I don't know what happened to me. I just really got off on this bad diet of just eating a lot of processed, like, just not eating that good. I don't know. I mean, I really don't eat that much. It's like I've kind of lost my appetite, but I've still gained weight. But anyway, another thing to know about MTHFR, and if you have a child that has behavior problems, I really suggest that you look this up, because it might be the cure for your kid. A special diet and supplements. It could, like, totally change their lives, keep them out of prison, you know? This is important stuff. And I remember when my oldest was little, he was really hyperactive. And I put him on a special diet. I mean, I wasn't the only one who thought he was hyperactive, okay? I put him in a preschool, and he got in trouble. He just couldn't be still. And he's still a little bit, you know, wild, but not like he was then. But anyway, in order to try to, you know, help him, I put him on the Feingold diet, and that meant no artificial food colorings. And I saw an immediate difference. And anytime somebody gave him some candy or something that had food coloring, I could tell he would go nuts. But anyway, people with this are also very sensitive to chemicals like perfumes and cleaners, like household cleaners and stuff. So, you know, detoxify your life, detoxify your body, and see if you feel better. And you know what? Take the CDC's advice very carefully. You know, you just can't trust them, because they don't work for us. They work for people who are that are paying them. And they're supporting the big pharma system and the disease system. And we're only going to get the health care that makes somebody rich. So eating a healthy diet and exercising. The good thing about epigenetics is they say that you can reverse the damage. That's why some people are actually able to heal themselves from diseases and cancer and stuff like that. Is if they do it just right, plus prayer, obviously, because a good mental attitude, a positive attitude of prayer and gratitude can also heal your body. And isn't that what it says in the Bible? Yes. And that's why meditation, but, you know, meditation on God, not whatever. But the right kind of thinking and calm and breathing and gentle exercise and taking walks and things like that that calm your brain can actually heal trauma and other things that are affecting your health. And those things, you can do that stuff for free. You don't have to pay someone. You can look online and you can read about that stuff for free. And then you can buy yourself some spinach and some eggs and make yourself an omelet. And you can, you know, eat some healthy food that's good for you, like liver. Yeah, I know. Most of us don't like liver. But they say that the folate in liver is very good for you. So if you like it, keep eating it. And, you know, fruits and vegetables, grass-fed meats, if you can afford them. All as much organic as you can get, but the key is just stay away from GMO corn, stay away from gluten, limit your rice. Don't eat processed grains in the form of cereal. And, you know, if you got to have a little bread, make sure it's gluten-free and try to find some that doesn't use enriched flour. Because enriched means that it's had folic acid added to it. So anyway, that was my topic for the day. And I hope you learned something. And I'll put some links in the show notes. And also, I will put a link in there to Amazon if you decide to do a little shopping for some vitamin B. The kind that I like is a spray, and I just keep it in the fridge. And I every morning when I wake up and I have a drink of water as soon as I wake up because I'm thirsty, I just squirt one squirt of that B12 spray in my mouth, and it tastes good. And you know, that's my dose for the day. And I highly recommend this brand that I've been using for a few years now. It's a Garden of Life. And I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes. And I really highly recommend you try it. As far as the folate, you can try to get it in your diet. Or you can go to this methyllife.com. They sell it there. I myself ordered the 2.5 milligram dosage because they say to start with the lowest dose and see how you feel. And if you need more, you can take more. But, you know, I don't work for them. I'm not an affiliate or anything. But you never know. If it makes me feel great, maybe I'll become an affiliate. But for now, I just want you to know that I'm only recommending products that I really do believe in. And this isn't a commercial for B12 spray. It's just it's an information about the MTFHR gene, because like I said, as many as half of people have this mutation. So, and a lot of people are sick. A lot of people are depressed. A lot of people have digestive problems. So you could have this problem and not even know it. So look into it, and I wish you the best. So thank you again for listening to Blue Skies and Green Pastures.